أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في استراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على استراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about music.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. My name is Josipa and I think you're going to love this episode because we will learn to talk about a timeless, universal language that everyone can understand. Yes, you've got it. We are going to talk about music. Does that strike a chord with you? If something strikes a chord with us, it creates a strong and personal connection. And we can use this phrase, to strike a chord, when talking about anything, not just music. We can use it when experiences or words really touch us and bring back memories or familiar feelings. Just like a beautiful chord, a group of notes played on a musical instrument. And talking about musical instruments, our producer from Melbourne, Dori Wang, met with a very special person who knows a lot about it.
My name's Ben. I am a professional conductor of orchestras, and I'm the principal conductor in residence at the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. So that's my main job here in Melbourne.
Ben sounds fun, and I can't wait to hear what a professional conductor really does. I'm sure there's more to his job than just waving his hands in front of an orchestra. We'll hear from him and Dori later. Now it's time for us to expand our English skills and practice phrases that can help us talk about music. As you will hear, Alan and Claire have hit the right note. That is, they have done something exactly right. They have prepared a set of phrases that fits perfectly with our topic today. The phrase, to hit the right note, means to do or say something that is exactly appropriate for a particular situation. Let's first hear how they are talking about going to see a live performance.
Hey, there's a cool band doing 80s covers this weekend. I'm keen to catch their gig. Do you want to come along?
Sure, I'd love to. I love all those 1980 classics I can bop along to. It'll be a blast.
Awesome, Claire. It's going to be epic.
I'd love to join Alan and Claire to hear that exciting band. The band they're talking about will be performing a repertoire of songs from the 1980s. A repertoire is the collection of songs that musicians can play. But before I ask them if I can come along, let's look into the phrases they used. Alan said,
"Hey, there's a cool band doing 80s covers this weekend, and I'm keen to catch their gig."
80s covers are songs that were popular in the 1980s that are being performed or recorded by a different artist or band. In music, a cover is a new interpretation of an existing song performed by a different artist or group. Alan also said,
"I'm keen to catch their gig."
If you are keen to catch a gig, you really want to go to a concert. You're very eager to attend. A gig is a live performance by a musician or group. But it can also mean a temporary, often informal job. For example, if I have just started a casual job delivering food, I could say, "I've started doing some food delivery gigs." But let's go back talking about music. A gig is usually used for bands, while concert is often used for classical music, theater, and musicals. Claire said,
"Sure, I'd love to. I love all those 1980 classics I can bop along to. It'll be a blast.
Classic tunes are popular songs from the past that are well known and still well loved. To bob along to music means to dance along in time to the music.
It'll be a blast.
If you are having a blast, you are having a great time. Now let's hear how Ellen and Claire talk about contemporary music. That is, music that is currently being created and played.
Hey mate, have you heard that new album by Tash Sultana?
Yeah, I gave it a listen. I love it. It's got such a chilled vibe. Perfect for a lazy Sunday arvo.
Totally agree. I'm really into them.
Plenty to learn from this dialogue, so let's go straight to work. Claire said,
hey mate, have you heard that new album by Tash Sultana?
This is a casual way of asking someone if they are aware of or have listened to a recently released album, a collection of songs, by an artist called Tash Sultana.
Yeah, I gave it a listen. It's got such a chilled vibe. Perfect for a lazy Sunday arvo.
If something has a chilled vibe, it is very calming and relaxed. And when something is perfect for a lazy arvo, it is an ideal fit for a leisurely Sunday afternoon when people often want to relax.
Totally agree. I'm really into them.
If you're really into something, you really like it a lot. Contemporary music is modern and reflects current trends and styles, from K-pop and rock to Indian electronic and so much more. Contemporary music is constantly evolving. Classical music, in contrast, has stood the test of time. This means that although it was written in the past, people still love it and still listen to it. I know Claire is a big fan of classical music. Not sure about Alan, though. Let's find out.
Have you ever listened to classical music?
Not really. What's so special about it?
Classical music is timeless and has a rich history. I went to a performance by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra last night. The conductor was amazing.
Sounds interesting. What piece did they play?
They performed Beethoven Symphony No. 5. It was stunning. The precision and dynamics of the orchestra were impressive.
As I thought, Alan, like me, is not very familiar with classical music. So we have to learn from Claire. She said,
classical music is timeless and has a rich history.
Timeless means something that still feels current and relevant, even though it might be old. So timeless music is not affected by the passage of time. People still love to listen to it, even though it was written a long time ago. We can say it has stood the test of time. So when talking about music, we can say that a piece of music is timeless if people still listen to it and enjoy it, even though it was written a long time ago. Alan then asked Claire,
what piece did they play?
In music, a piece is an individual song or composition. And do you know the difference between a song and composition? Songs typically include lyrics. That is, they have words that are meant to be sung with vocals. If a piece has vocals, it means that someone is singing. Songs usually have a melody, and lyrics can sometimes tell a story. But we can use the word composition to refer to any type of musical work, whether or not it has lyrics. If it doesn't have any, we can call it an instrumental piece. Compositions are not limited to a particular genre, but can include anything from experimental or electronic music to pop songs to symphonies to solo pieces. Symphonies are larger musical pieces written for and usually played by a full orchestra, while solos are musical performances by a single instrument or voice. Claire said she went to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's performance of... That's Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, one of the best-known compositions in classical music and one of the most frequently played symphonies. Classical pieces like this one are also called works. For example, after listening to this symphony, you could say, "What a moving work!" If a work is moving, then it strikes a chord with us, it touches our feelings. And I guess it is a lot of work to write and play something like that. Do you remember what Claire said about the orchestra's performance?
The precision and dynamics of the orchestra were impressive.
This means that the orchestra played with great accuracy and control, and that their ability to vary how loud and softly the instruments played was impressive. This is very important when so many artists are playing together in an orchestra, and it is often the conductor who makes all the difference, because he or she are conducting and directing how the different instruments are played. Our superstar producer Dori Vang spoke to Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's principal conductor in residence, Ben Northey. This is what she asked him first.
What does a conductor really do?
Well, it's weird, isn't it? Because people might see a conductor on TV or in a movie and they're just waving their arms around in front of an orchestra and everyone thinks, what are they doing? What's going on? How is that possibly making a difference to the music? Because it does look kind of weird, I have to say. But there's a language that we're using that's non-verbal. You know, it's interesting talking to your audience about this because it's about body language, and that's a big part of communication, isn't it? You know, and conductors, we communicate without words all the time. So my job with the musicians, and sometimes I'm standing in front of an orchestra of 100 musicians together, and they have to make music as one thing, as one orchestra, not 100 individuals. And to do that, sometimes they need a conductor to follow. So I'm like a unifier. I'm somebody who brings the orchestra together. I do that by giving them the tempo or the speed of the music. So with my right hand, I'm beating time. So I mark the beats of a bar. So if the music is big, 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 I show this with the beats of my right hand. And then I can also show many other things that affect the way they play, such as the dynamics, like the louds and the softs of the music, all kinds of different articulations of notes, so shorts and longs and smooth and, you know, kind of angle, the phrases, all kinds of things you can show as a conductor. I tell you one thing I would say. Going to a live concert is different than listening to music on Why? your device, because you're sharing the experience with other people at the same time. So that collective experience of hearing the music together and feeling the same things perhaps at the same time, and just seeing musicians make music in real time, it's a totally different thing, you know, seeing how music is made. Like when we have children, for example, come along and see the orchestra for the first time, some of them have never understood how the sounds are made. They don't understand there's people behind those instruments. And that's the best thing about music. Mm. It's the humanity of the music. It comes through the instrument.
Yeah.
And then we're communicating with each other as human beings. And that's what I love about the connection of a live concert. There's nothing like it. It's magic. It's different. And you always walk away inspired. You know, you feel better about the world. It's like you've had a good feeling, a good experience.
Yeah. And so what's your favorite music genre and what do you enjoy most about it?
Well, I love classical music because that's my job. I love classical music because of the emotional response I get from it. And I find it really interesting and intellectually challenging. You know, it makes my mind work. But I also sometimes don't want to listen on that level. I just want to hear something that's going to relax me.
Okay.
And so I might listen to, you know, some, you know, soft piano jazz music or something. Or like my kids, they love electronic music that's all computer games. And sometimes we listen to that in the car and we're all kind of like bopping away to the music. And so every music's got a place where it,
yeah.
I think it works, mm-hmm. you know. And even the non-Western musical world is vast and an area that I don't understand everything about, you know, so I'm learning about that, you know, Indian classical music or all of the Asian musical cultures like Chinese music. We're doing many more of these collaborations. First Nations Indigenous music here in Australia, we, you know, we're all on this kind of discovery together about different music. That's what I see music as doing.
Yes.
It can bring us together.
Yeah.
So it has a social function. It makes us understand. It builds understanding between cultures because we all share music.
I agree with Ben. Music brings us together, much like learning English does. So let's practice phrases we covered in this episode. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to strike a chord?
To strike a chord means to strongly connect with someone's emotions or experiences.
What does it mean to hit the right note?
To hit the right note means to do or say something that's exactly appropriate or well suited for a particular situation.
You can join me now in repeating after Claire and Alan phrases we can use when talking about contemporary music.
Hey, there's a cool band doing 80s covers this weekend.
I'm keen to catch their gig.
I love all those 1980 classics I can bop along to. It'll be a blast.
It's going to be epic.
Have you heard the new album by Tash Sultana?
It's got such a chilled vibe. Perfect for a lazy Sunday arvo.
I'm really into them.
We also covered some phrases to talk about classical music.
Classical music is timeless and has a rich history.
I went to a performance by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra last night.
The precision and dynamics of the orchestra were impressive.
The conductor was amazing.
What a moving work!
For learning notes and transcripts, visit the SBS Learn English website, where you can also find a quiz to test your listening and understanding skills. And if you want to get in touch with us, reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians to speak, understand, and connect.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.